Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, 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 everybody. That's how I greet my tables at work. Welcome back to another episode of Over the PA. And I have some sad news for everybody. This is our second last episode.
No!
Dare I say ever.
It's okay. It's not the last one, so.
The last one, there might be tears.
Guys, we're really trying to end these episodes with a bang.
With a big bang.
I think today you guys are really going to like what we have planned.
Okay, I am not going to lie to you. This is the fully Prima planned episode. She texted me. She said, I have an amazing idea. We're going to play some games, but I'm going to host and you're going to answer these questions.
Yeah.
So I have not come prepared. I have
no
idea.
She knows nothing about any of the questions, any of the games. So it's going to be so fun to see her raw reaction.
That being said, if I have really stupid answers, do not come for me.
Okay? You won't.
No, I won't. I'm a genius.
Yeah. You just have it.
I just have it. I really do just have it. Do we want to start, though, before we get into anything, with just a quick little Bachelor brief?
Sure.
Okay. Just because I feel like we owe it to the fans.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this past week was Fantasy Suites.
Yes.
And we all know what that entails. The Big Bang. And
bang, bang. It's a
I know you want it.
Sorry.
So, basically, Juliana was first, obviously. I feel like she's always first.
Yeah, but, like, they don't talk.
I'm not going to make any assumptions, but I would assume things happened. Then,
yes,
it was Zoe. And Zoe, first of all, actually, they had, like, super emotional. She said, the whole time I've kind of been talking to you about myself, and I feel like I don't really know anything about you. Which I was like, oh, well, don't admit that now.
I skipped over her part, not going
to
lie.
I watched a little bit of it because I was like, I kind of just want to see what she has to say. They were fully crying and stuff. Yeah, and then
I don't know how she made it that far. Like, still.
I can't. Well, then there was Latia, not Letitia.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Latia, who made it very clear that she has her religious beliefs. She's Mormon. She made it very clear she doesn't love the idea of him being with the other women. She doesn't want to be intimate with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go ziplining. She, like, literally wants to kill herself the whole time. So clearly.
Yeah.
And then at the date, he gives her the card. I don't know why they always pretend they don't know what the card says. And she opens it, and she's like, I'm down to go to the suite with you, but, like, just so you know, like, nothing's going to happen.
Period.
I was like, oh, stand your ground, Latia.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that, right? I'm like, you go, girl.
For sure.
So anyways, they do that. And then this is the best part of the whole episode. I'm just trying to keep it short and sweet because I'm so excited just to share this news. Zoe went home.
Woohoo! Praise be to God.
Thank you. God. I could not look at that girl's face any longer. Oh, also, he told Latia he loved her. And he was like, but I don't think I should leave with her right now because I feel like the other girl that's going to stay, Juliana, I might love her too.
Might?
Huh? So what? You're going to propose to Juliana now and be like, and then she's going to watch this back and be like, oh, I told Latia I loved her and I wanted to go home with her first. Huh? Maybe that's why rumors are that Grant is single now. This is the first season that I've watched that I haven't felt that anybody was perfect for, like, the person. You know what I mean? They're all kind of just like, meh.
Everything's just kind of, like, surface level.
Yeah, super. Okay, that was our brief. Dare we get into the games?
Game on.
Ooh, wow.
Here we go. So, guys, I have three different games planned. Ooh. The first one is called Draft, Trade, Bench.
Period.
The second one is called Overhyped or Underrated.
I like that.
And the third one is Starting Five Showdown.
Ooh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. So basically, let's start with the first one. I'll explain how it works, and then we'll just go from there.
Ooh, why am I scared?
Okay, so the first one is, like I said, Draft, Trade, Bench.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you just five different categories, and each one has three different players, and you're just going to pick one.
Draft, Trade, Bench.
Yeah.
It's like Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yeah, exactly. It's Kiss, Marry, Kill, but Draft, Trade, Bench. So starting off with some star NFL quarterbacks.
Ooh, that's fun.
We have Tom Brady.
Okay.
Who people call the GOAT.
The GOAT, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
and Josh Allen.
Okay, it's draft, trade, bench, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is super controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Draft, Josh Allen.
Period.
Okay. Trade, Tom Brady.
Oh.
Because okay. You can get a lot of good players for his expense.
Yeah.
Do you know what true. I mean? And he's old now.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm talking peak Tom Brady, like, is he better than Josh Allen right now? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just being biased.
Yeah.
Bench Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And I know you're thinking to yourself, Alex, you're just biased. You're only saying that because you don't like him. Number one, yes. But number two, that Super Bowl performance is enough to show that he should be benched for the rest of his life.
Okay, next one. It's not your forte.
Okay, fine.
But I'm curious to hear what you say.
Okay.
Draft, trade, bench, Connor McDavid,
okay,
Austin Matthews, okay, or Nathan MacKinnon.
Okay, so Nathan MacKinnon isn't familiar to me.
Okay. He's really good.
I'm assuming. Yes. However, Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews are familiar to me.
Yeah.
And I do know Austin Matthews is the leading scorer in the NHL, correct?
Like, not this season, but yeah.
But
He usually is. Yeah, yeah.
But I also know Connor McDavid is one of the GOATs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe I'll give you some more insight. Maybe you might pull Tom Brady here. Austin Matthews makes more money thinking. Than all of
so
them
So that's what
right
I
now.
Just thought. I yeah. know he's, like, one of the highest paid. Mm-hmm. Is he the highest paid?
Mm-hmm.
In the whole NHL, right? Okay, so that's what I was thinking. Okay, so I'm going to draft Connor McDavid,
mm-hmm.
trade Matthews,
mm-hmm.
and bench MacKinnon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And I hate to trade Austin, but it's got
to
be done.
It has to happen. You know what? Honestly, I don't think he's a Torontonian at heart.
He loves it in Arizona. We know he
yeah,
does.
Yeah, it's like he wants to go.
Well, then why did he sign for four more years?
Because he is making a gazillion dollars.
Well, honestly, they take him, put it in escrow.
10% of it. And he's not getting that back.
A good amount of it.
He's not
getting it back. And it converts to, it's Canadian dollars he gets. Yeah.
So
he gets less.
He's getting screwed.
Yeah, he's getting screwed over right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up. By the way, I just said escrow and all that because we had a law exam yesterday.
Guys.
And it was on all this stuff.
Intermission, though, the law test was worth 50%.
Yeah.
Of our grade.
Yeah, it was worth 50%.
That's insane.
Of our mark. Okay. Next, some tennis queens.
Wow.
Draft, trade, bench.
Okay.
Serena Williams.
Okay.
Naomi Osaka.
Okay.
Or Coco Gauff.
Okay, period. Draft, Coco Gauff. Okay. She is young and she is up and coming.
Mm-hmm. She's popping off.
I'm going to...
Trade doesn't really work, I know, because it's
a little
tennis.
Odd. The only thing...
But, like...
Well, I'm just going to... Yeah. In my head, the trade is going to be Serena Williams is not going to be a U.S. tennis player anymore. She's mm-hmm. going to be for somewhere else. But I feel like Serena Williams... No, I'll trade her.
I feel like you're trading some of the best players to get money. You just want money.
I think I'm just
Alex
money hungry
just money
right
hungry.
Now.
Yeah.
I think I am. And then bench Naomi Osaka.
Okay, cool.
I think. That honestly is interchangeable, though.
Okay, this one I think you'd appreciate.
I feel like I know what it's going to be.
Draft, trade, bench, Conor McGregor,
okay.
Israel Adesanya,
yep.
and Khabib. I'm not saying his last name. Sorry, Khabib, but it's
Nurmagomedov.
Thank you.
You know what actually is funny about these mm-hmm. is that Conor McGregor and Israel Adesanya have both fallen off.
Yeah, I know.
Hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Honestly, bench Conor McGregor because he just can't seem to get off the roids at all.
He's a little cray.
At all. Draft Khabib. I hate to say it, draft his ass. Undefeated fighter.
Mm-hmm. And bench.
No, and trade Adesanya.
Oh, sorry, you bench Conor.
Because Adesanya has been flopping. He was amazed at one point, middleweight champ for a while, undefeated for a while, and then just absolutely fell apart. I'm confident in that one.
Okay. Next, this is a funny one.
Okay.
Draft, trade, bench, Jake Paul.
Okay.
Logan Paul.
Okay.
KSI.
Like, I just hate them all. Like,
we are literally just singing the fall of Jake Paul before this.
Uh-oh!
That's Alyssa Violet, you still be your chick.
What? Sorry. Okay.
See, it Sorry, starts with I just, the talent.
I honestly, I don't none. Even know what to say for this one. My only thing that I'm thinking is, like, do I bench KSI because he's not one of the powerful Paul brothers?
Yeah, no kidding. I would trade him.
You're going to trade him?
Yeah, I don't
Who
want him
Who are you
going
to bench, Jake Paul?
Yeah. Mm. I think Logan with WWE and everything, he's athletic
got good money. Yeah,
and
yeah,
good
yeah.
with, like, all sports,
and he still has prime. So if I'm getting rid of KSI,
yeah,
then I still need a prime.
Yeah,
okay, that's valid. Okay,
and
I'll draft Logan.
You can have you could pull Jake Paul off the bench and have him fight Conor McGregor.
That's true. Make a couple mil.
Yeah,
hit me.
Okay, so your top ones were Josh Allen,
yes,
Connor McDavid,
mm-hmm.
Coco Gauff,
mm-hmm.
Khabib, mm-hmm. and Logan Paul.
I feel okay about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Okay.
No one spread hate toward me.
Okay.
Or do.
I really like these topics. I think they're super random. Okay. For the next game, which is called Overhyped or Underrated.
This is fun.
So I'm going to give you a topic, and then you're just going to say whether you think it's overhyped or underrated.
Okay.
I'm going to say whether I disagree with you or not, because why
okay,
not?
Period. Let's have a debate.
First topic, there's five. Okay. So overhyped or underrated, Taylor Swift's impact on the NFL. I already know how you feel, but please tell the audience.
Okay. Here's the only thing about the Taylor Swift thing is, like, overhyped, yes. However, also did really good things for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like the NFL, because the Chiefs were kind of being odd this year, were kind of steering away from the T-Swift drum.
Yeah.
For that first year, though, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl and it was all Taylor Swift, overhyped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honestly, perfectly rated.
Nice. Okay, next one is overhyped or underrated, Lionel Messi joining Inter Miami.
I think overhyped.
Okay. Do tell the class.
Well, here's the thing, is that I don't know a lot about football. I have to say it in a British accent, obviously. I don't know a lot about it. The only thing I do know is that when they come and play in Toronto, he doesn't play because we're not that good of a team, so he doesn't think that we're worth his time.
Oh.
And that makes me upset.
Yeah. I'm going to say when he went from PSG to Inter Miami.
See, like, that's crazy.
Like, I was like, whoa.
Shocking.
Like, I thought it's not underrated. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, like, worth the hype.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
okay.
I was, like, I watched that first game he played for Inter Miami.
It was sick. It did kind of change awesome. The vibes.
Yeah, like, it's the best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Overhyped or underrated, flag football in the 2028 Olympics.
Okay, I have thoughts on flag football.
Okay, go.
I hate flag football.
I think it's fun.
I think it's completely overhyped. I hate flag football. I think it is, like, just pick a different sport.
Okay.
Don't try and make, like, a sissy version of something else. Like, flag football is, like, softball to me. It's, like, you made it just a little bit easier so that girls can play. And I don't like that.
Fair enough.
Just tackle each other.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to capture the flag? Is this, like, fifth grade?
They never updated women's rugby, so no, why do you have to alter exactly. all the other sports for?
That's my thing. Like, why does the ball have to be bigger in softball? Why does, like, you have to have a flag on you because you can't tackle each other because you're girls? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think flag football is completely overhyped.
Mm-hmm. Overhyped or underrated, the rise of pickleball.
You know what? I like pickleball.
I was talking about pickleball yesterday.
It's fire. I like pickleball because, like, old people can play it.
Yeah, I know. It's so fun.
I know I was just saying that I don't like how they make sports easier for people, but pickleball is just, like, big ping pong. It's fire.
My nonna plays pickleball.
Course. See?
Loves it.
100%. Yeah. It keeps the oldies active. The little nonnas on the court in their cute little outfits. I like pickleball.
She's in Florida playing right now.
Period.
As we speak.
Underrated. I like pickleball. I played it a couple times. You know what? It works up a sweat.
For sure.
It works up a freaking sweat. I like pickleball. And I like that it is like ping pong, mm-hmm. but also like tennis.
Yeah.
It's the perfect combination of the two.
It's great.
And you can wear a cute outfit when you play.
Exactly.
Period.
I stand Moving by Moving on. I agree. So let's move on. So our third and final game is Starting Five Showdown.
This is fun.
So there's five athletes you need to pick
okay.
in five categories. Within those categories,
uh-huh.
I'm giving you three players, but you just need to pick one that you think is the best.
Okay.
That suits the category.
Okay.
And then for each one, you'll have five
then I'll eventually
players by
get
the
to
end,
a starting five.
And that will okay. be your starting five.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
Starting Five Showdown, most iconic sports villains.
Ooh.
We have Draymond Green.
Oh, okay.
The King himself, Jose Mourinho.
Okay.
Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, if you have one yourself, if you want to throw in a Brad Marchand in there and Iron Mike Tyson, by all means.
I think it's Draymond Green.
Perfect.
Have you ever met somebody who strangles people on the court and punches their teammates during practice? That is the funniest thing ever. It's not funny, actually.
No,
it's actually really serious. But, like, no, that's, like...
Yeah, that's great.
He's the most, like, outright villain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he means it.
Okay, next one. Athletes who would crush on the show Survivor.
Okay, period.
We have Russell Westbrook. Serena Williams.
Ooh.
And GSP, George St. Pierre.
Oh, GSP. I feel like he's so resourceful. Mm-hmm. And if there was ever, like, a wild animal, he could fight it off. He definitely knows how to make a fire. He gives, like, Boy Scout vibes.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, sorry.
And he's French, so he knows two different languages, which is good, too. GSP would crush on Survivor. For sure.
I totally agree. Okay, so so far we have Draymond Green and GSP.
Wow, what a duo.
Yeah. Let's go to most memorable press conference moments.
Oh, this is fun.
We have the classic, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Period. Rashawn Lynch.
Period.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That is so funny.
I love that so much.
Okay.
Allen Iverson. Okay. We talk about practice.
Yeah.
And Zlatan Ibrahimovic, my king.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, his classic lines, right?
No, say
like,
it.
I came like a king. I left like a legend. Then he refers to that himself as Zlatan. He's like Zlatan does what Zlatan wants.
Period.
You know, he talks about himself in third
person.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Right? Yeah, he's so funny.
It's same
he's
thing
like, also, like, crazy at karate, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Side note. Sorry.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah, he's
you know
a black
who's belt. So funny, too? Luka Doncic. He's funny.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I might go with Marshawn Lynch. Because I just think it's funny to take a stand and not actually say anything.
That line was so iconic. I'm just here so I don't get fined. The kicker is...
That's so funny.
He got fined
for
like the hat he was wearing
or
something.
Yeah, something like that,
like, they purposely like...
They did it on purpose.
Yeah, they did it on purpose.
I just think it's like kind of iconic to be like that like famous and be able to just be like, I'm not going to speak to you, but I have to show up.
Next one. This one's my favorite category.
Okay, fine, yay.
Ultimate party squad member.
Ooh!
We have a throwback here. Dennis Rodman.
Okay, yeah. He can get down.
Rob Gronkowski. Okay. And Jason Kelce.
Okay. Originally, I was going to say Gronk.
Yeah,
because
I
know. He seems like he's so dumb that he would just ram himself into things and he'd be hilarious.
No kidding. Yeah.
However, Jason Kelce does the same things.
Exactly.
Like the Macho Libre mask. Last year when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl,
yeah.
That is the funniest. Even when he was celebrating at the Bills game, shirtless. He went to it. He tailgated.
Yeah, he goes to the tailgates. He's so funny.
You know what? I think there's something about just like a fat, hairy man that's like even better to me. And he will drink you under the table for sure. Like, he can probably throw back some beers. It's Jason Kelce.
Okay.
He's so funny.
I know. He's the best.
And kind of he has dad strength. So like he probably has some secret things going on. Gronk, I would only want because he's just dumb. Like, I would just want to laugh at him. But Jason, I can laugh with.
Exactly. Okay, last category.
Okay.
Most meme-worthy sports moments.
Okay.
I have Cristiano Ronaldo's Sue. Ugh, I hate that. I hate that word. Sorry.
Okay.
Our least fave. LeBron James's I Can't Believe This Face. And Michael Jordan's crying meme. But also remember, this is a starting five.
Yes.
And I have LeBron James and Michael Jordan here. So it's a little bit of a...
Well, Michael Jordan is better than LeBron.
Totally.
Sorry.
But in terms of memes, who are you picking? Because I would pick Michael Jordan's crying face.
Well, the Michael Jordan crying face has been along for longer. The only thing is the LeBron one is funny. I can't even lie. Like, the LeBron one, honestly, all LeBron memes are funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, because he just thinks that he's so cool. It's like Jason Tatum when he was like, we did it.
You could also throw Jason Tatum in there.
And he was trying to copy Kobe.
Yeah.
No, it's MJ.
Okay.
The crying meme is iconic.
So Alex's starting five is.
I don't remember.
Draymond Green.
Okay.
GSP.
Okay.
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan.
No, that's so valid.
That's a good starting five.
No, that's. I have a lot of goats in there.
Yeah. I think y'all would.
They would
Your
dominate.
Team would kick some
oh,
butt.
If you put them on the freaking court, first of all, no one's getting past Jason Kelce. He's a barrel.
He's just going to pick, and then Michael
he's
Jordan just has to
barrel.
Shoot.
He's a freaking barrel. GSP is going to be like Draymond Green out there. They're both going to be choking people out. It's perfect. Half the team won't even get past the front. It's perfect. I have two huge fighters. Marshawn Lynch is just going to be there, so he's not getting fined. So he's just going to be kind of... So he's just on the side. Just spitting game.
He's so funny.
No, this is perfection. I'm very happy with my choices.
I'm happy with your choices, too. Yeah.
I had to pick MJ. What am I going to do?
I know. I was also thinking, when I hear Marshawn Lynch, I remember that random episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine when he's
he
on
was
the
in
show
it, yeah.
and Rose is, like, obsessed with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I love Marshawn Lynch.
You know what always sticks with me is athletes on shows. Like, when Chris Bosh went on Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
I don't know why I, like, remember that so clearly for some reason. And also, Shakira was on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Shakira?
Yeah, when Uncle Kelbo was pretending to be her. And he was like, because I'm a gypsy. Are you coming with me?
And then I started singing on purpose because I love Alex's Shakira impression.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Lore, lore,
lore. Can't you see? I'm at your
feet. It's like she's in the room.
Wherever we're meant to be together. Yeah, she ate. Yeah, it was Uncle Kelbo. Remember Uncle Kelbo, the fat one?
Yeah.
And he was Shakira. And as he was mid-dance, he turned it back into Uncle Kelbo. Like, they thought it was Shakira.
Oh, that's so funny.
And him and Selena Gomez were duetting. Or I guess her and Selena Gomez were duetting. And it was like,
broke my heart down. Dun,
dun. Mm-hmm. You know that song?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other...
How do you not remember that?
I'm trying to think of other ones. Like, there's probably... like
oh, there's okay, a million.
The Sweet Life on Deck when Hannah Montana and Alex Russo were there is, like, literally...
Prima, I'm shaking.
My multiverse.
Prima, I'm shaking right now. That was, like, literally... like, that was, like, the Super Bowl to me. When they were all in that freaking boat. And, oh, my God. I need to calm down. And do you know that she was his first kiss? Because she was on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah.
They were each other's first kiss.
Yeah. I thought it was Cole Sprouse.
No, it was Dylan. How undeserving is that man of her first kiss? Also, though, now she's with Benny Blanco, so clearly she has no standards. I get that, like, she was trying to just go for personality, but it's like, how'd you go from Justin Bieber to Benny Blanco? Get it together.
Alex's true love, Justin Bieber. And I was like, baby, 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 oh.
If you gave me a draft of, like, best celebrity, like, athletes, I would have picked him, probably.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do...
He's so athletic.
Let's do Tom Hardy.
Okay. I don't love Tom Hardy. I can't even lie.
Okay, well, whatever.
Sorry.
He's, like, he does, like, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he's super athletic. Jiu-jitsu.
Thank you. Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan. Sorry.
I'm like, Michael Jordan.
And Justin Bieber, because he plays hockey.
Well, here's
the
problem.
She loves Michael B. Jordan and Justin Bieber. Honestly, I'm picking Justin Bieber's light skin era over Michael B. Jordan.
I can't even think about that. The only problem is that Michael B. Jordan looked so good in Creed that I'm just like... I'm like, I have to at least have him as an honorable mention because he just looked you can't so have good. Like... No, it's still Justin Bieber. The only problem...
I knew it.
The problem is that I'm to my core, I'm so loyal to him that I can just... Also, he plays basketball. He gets down. He's like, yeah, Adam Sandler.
I was also just thinking about that episode where Adam Sandler was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, he was so also funny. On Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for them to play Gangnam Style.
Chalamet! Okay, guys. I think this is it. I think we gotta wrap up.
The last thing, actually, okay. Today. This has to do with sports, kind of. I just saw the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2.
Mm-hmm. Gasp.
Yeah, I know. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, it was kind of giving cheesy.
Aw.
It'll never be as good as the OG.
Obviously.
But yeah, I saw the trailer this morning and I was like, I'm obviously still going to tune in.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give that a little mention because...
Honorable mention.
Because Adam Sandler is my king.
Love him. So that's it for this episode of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you next week for our last...
Oh my God! Why am I emotional?
...episode.
Yeah. Until next time, keep the conversation going, stay loud, and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.